The fear of losing a child is one of the greatest heartaches of motherhood. For Mary Dosa, a 32-year-old fashion designer and mother of two, this fear almost became a reality when her 6-month-old baby, Dominion, began showing signs of malnutrition. After childbirth, Dosa suffered from a significant blood loss and was unable to breastfeed. With no other options, she fed her baby a mixture of pap and milk, unaware that this lacked the essential nutrients her baby needed to grow. As a result, her baby's hands and lips shrank and his spine became alarmingly visible. Dosa recounted,
"When I gave birth to him, he was 3.5. From the 8 days that I went to go and give him BGC at Health Center till after 4 months, my baby was still 3.6. There is no improvement. The condition was critical. People were saying a lot of things."
Dosa's fortune changed when a family friend who had benefited from the nutritious meal plan intervention for vulnerable mothers and children, NumiPlan program, recommended that she take her baby to the Lagos Food Bank initiative for assistance. She stated with gratitude,
"I came here on 29th of April, a baby of 6 months. He was looking like he was 2 months. I was so shameful to come out. I did not come out like after 6 to 7 months. So it was when I came to this place with the teaching and the things that they was giving me then, that is how he picked up. Under 2 weeks, he picked up immediately. It was a testimony. So after that 2 weeks, he picked up to 3.8. After 2 weeks again, he picked up like 4.6. So God be in glory now. He's up to 6 points now. Indeed, coming here is a blessing to me, it's a blessing to my family, it's a blessing to my child."
Malnutrition is a persistent challenge in Nigeria, with Lagos being no exception. The economic downturns and inflation currently experienced in the country have worsened the situation, driving up the cost of nutritious food and forcing many families to survive on whatever is available, regardless of its nutritional value. Unfortunately, pregnant women and children under 5 are particularly vulnerable, as they often face nutrient deficiencies that can lead to long-term health problems. According to the World Health Organization, WHO, malnutrition contributes to approximately 45% of deaths among children under 5 in Nigeria. Providing insights on malnutrition, Dr. Olufemilola Akinola, a consultant pediatrician at St. Ives Family Hospital, disclosed that it is an imbalance between the nutrients the body requires to function and the nutrients it receives. According to her,
"Malnutrition generally is most commonly caused by not eating enough of the right food to give the body the nutrients it needs for growth and development."
The 2018 National Demographic Health Survey, NDHS, revealed that 37% of children under 5 in Nigeria are stunted, too short for their age, while 7% are wasted, too thin for their height. Lagos, being one of the most popular states in Nigeria, mirrors these alarming trends. The National Nutrition and Health Survey, NNHS, indicates that nearly 32% of children under 5 in Lagos are stunted, further showcasing the prevalence of chronic malnutrition in the state. Data from the Nigerian Federal Ministry of Health shows that a significant percentage of pregnant women in Lagos suffer from anemia and other nutrient deficiencies, which often lead to adverse outcomes for both mothers and their children. Since its inception in 2015, the Lagos Food Bank Initiative, a nutrition-focused non-governmental organization, has been at the forefront of fighting hunger and solving the problems of malnutrition. With a focus on vulnerable populations, the organization launched the NumiPlan, Nutritious Meal Plan Intervention, for vulnerable mothers and children to provide nutritious meals to pregnant women and children under 5 to ensure that they receive the vital nutrients needed for healthy development. So far, over 1,325 children have benefited from the program. Michael Sombola, the executive director of the Lagos Food Bank Initiative, highlighted the importance of the NUMI Plan program in addressing the nutrition gap in Nigeria. He explained,
NUMI Plan program was originally designed to address the nutrition gap that we have in Nigeria. Looking at the staggering statistics of the number of more than 2 million children who are malnourished, and these are not figures that are made up. They are, you know, from verified sources, from the United Nations, from UNICEF, and some of these figures are there, and there's a huge nutrition gap that we have, especially for children within their first 1,000 days. And, you know, data shows that more than, you know, 20% of them are not even getting any help at all. And what it means is that when these interventions are not timely, it affects the cognitive development of these children, and it causes irreversible damage to their developmental growth, and then makes them not productive as a young adult. Seeing this gap, we designed the NUMI Plan program to provide these children with supply of food for maybe 2 months, 3 months. And once we provide those constant supply of food, with the, of course, help of the nutritionists and volunteers, these children are able to, you know, come back to life. And then we are able to save such child or children from the claws of malnutrition, which can have a more devastating effect on their cognitive development even later in future.
In addition to essential food supplies, NUMI Plan provides nutritional counseling to mothers and caregivers as part of the efforts to address knowledge gaps on how to properly nourish their children. The nutritional counseling sessions are typically held bi-weekly at the Lagos Food Bank Warehouse as part of the NUMI Plan program, and they run for 3 months. Sombola noted.
And then we now notice a knowledge gap as well, in the sense that a number of these caregivers also don't have as much nutritional knowledge on how to handle these children or these babies. And then our program also addresses that gap by giving them the required counseling and knowledge that they need, guidance in helping them stay within their meager resources and still provide nutritious meals for their children. So it's a maternal, mother and child program, but mostly children.
Notably, the NUMI Plan, Nutritious Meal Plan Intervention for Vulnerable Mothers and Children, does not only provide malnourished children with essential food supplies, such as baby formulas and staple foods, but it also extends support to mothers by providing them with food to enhance their own health and ability to care for their children. In the words of Sombola,
we also give the mothers what the mother will feed on to have enough nutrients to breastfeed and also to be able to take care of the malnourished child. If there are no underlying conditions, the longest any child can be on our program should not be more than 6-7 months.
Sombola shared a success story about Jimo, a severely malnourished boy who lost his mother during childbirth and was cared for by his grandmother. Barely surviving on her meager income, Jimo's grandmother could not afford proper nutrition, and as a result, he became emaciated and stigmatized by his community. Sombola recounted.
There's one story. This story inspires me a whole lot. I think his name is Jimo. During his birth, the mother passed on and the grandmother took on the responsibility. And then Jimo became very emaciated, very lean. And she felt like, okay, you know what? Let me go to the nearest primary health care center. So she went there and then they told her about the Lagos Food Bank. On getting to Lagos Food Bank, she was well welcomed, admitted Jimo, took his picture, did everything. And while she was going, she was giving food. At the time she came in, a 1-year-old or 9 months or thereabouts old baby was weighing about 4 kg or something. At the end of the program, he was already weighing about 9 or so. The baby became really better. Jimo, that was looking very funny before, now looking very handsome, very nice.
Stressing the importance of collaboration in creating a sustainable impact on both maternal and child health, Sombola disclosed that Lagos Food Bank Initiative leverages its partnership with the primary health care centers from where healthcare professionals refer malnourished babies and other organizations to identify malnourished children and cater to their immediate needs. He explained.
We partner with the primary healthcare centers and they are able to identify malnourished children. And they immediately send their picture to us on WhatsApp and give the parents our address and they come down to us. We also partner with some companies that give us some of their products to give to these babies and now we have a business relationship.
Motoraya Tijani, a 50-year-old divorcee and mother of six, echoed the sentiments. Tijani's income from hawking pap barely covers the basics, let alone proper nutrition for her children. Her journey with the Lagos Food Bank began when a healthcare center referred her there after observing that her child looked smaller than her age. At 9 months old, Tijani's child was severely underweight, but today, at nearly 2.5 years old, she is thriving. Tijani stated proudly,
"It was through the health care center I heard about them. When I got to Lagos Food Bank, they welcomed me warmly and they started treatment for my child. So they gave him more food like milk, soybeans, wheat, semo with fish, potato, plantain, and beans. I always followed the instructions they gave me. I thank God that my child also responded to all the treatment that was given to him. If you see my child now, you will see the evidence of the treatment."
Emphasizing the need for sustained efforts in combating malnutrition, Rewan Oyedele, a public health nutritionist at the Lagos Food Bank Initiative, pointed out that it is important to provide pregnant women and children access to nutritious meals that contain key nutrients like vitamins A, B12, iron, folic acid, and zinc to maintain a healthy living.
Malnutrition on its own is an underlying cause of child mortality. So if we are to promote child survival, we have to take care of malnutrition because some diseases like diarrhea and pneumonia that would rather not be very fatal to children that are well nourished can really affect the health of malnourished children. The severity of these diseases usually increase due to underlying cause, which is malnutrition. It is good for the pregnant women and even the children to have access to nutritious meal because it helps them to live a healthy life. What we just need to get an adequate diet is to make sure we consume a variety of fruits and vegetables in the right quantity and we have the right quality. Though we have supplements around, but we encourage people to always get these nutrients from raw foods or foods that are minimally processed.
Emphasizing the impact of the NUMI plan on the beneficiaries, Oyedele noted.
The impact of NUMI plan is that this child now is able to live a good life. Cognitive function of this child is going to increase. The child will be able to focus in school, will be able to learn. The child is not going to fall ill often and often. Because the child is not falling ill, parents or mothers or caregivers don't usually spend most of their time taking care of sick children.
The key to the success of a program like NUMI plan, Nutritious Meal Plan Intervention for Vulnerable Mothers and Children, lies in meticulous planning, follow-up, and transparency. According to Similoluwa Olorunleke, a volunteer nutritionist at the Lagos Food Bank.
For the NUMI plan program, the children are provided with a lot of infant formula and infant meals. So these meals are only for children that are enrolled in the NUMI plan program. And there's also a sheet that is used to monitor and to ensure that what is written on the list is actually what the beneficiaries get every day. And there are also pictures online to see that the beneficiaries actually get it over a period of time.
But addressing this, Oyeleke stated,
after we discharge them, we don't just leave them like that. We follow up, we call them so that they don't suffer relapse. Because if they should suffer relapse, it's just like we have wasted our effort.
Despite its successes, the Lagos Food Bank Initiative faces challenges, including limited funding. Sumbola admitted that the NUMI Plan program often relies on funds from its other programs, like the Temporary Food Assistance Program, to continue its work. He said,
there are quite a number of challenges, I would say, but funding is number one. There are times that we now have to use
funding from other programs to now support Nepal. You know, we are faced with a whole lot of problems. We want to solve more of this problem. And nutrition is something that is of a high priority to any nation, to any community, to any mother, to any parents. But where you have limited resources, there's a little that you can do, especially since we don't have the support of the government.
Another challenge is the risk of relapse among recovering children. Common illnesses like diarrhea often cause children to lose weight again, requiring extended care and resources. Sumbola lamented.
Sometimes we make some progress on these babies and then they come out of that state and they're almost getting to the stage where they get discharged and then something happens. Maybe they fall sick and then they relapse again and then we start over again.
Undoubtedly, there is a lack of adequate awareness about the prevalence of malnutrition in Lagos. Many people still assume that malnutrition is only present in the northern parts of the country due to how the area is largely populated. Sumbola noted.
There is actually a problem of malnutrition in Lagos. It is not as rosy as people think it is.
For Oyedele, the lack of economic access to food is a major challenge when it comes to combating malnutrition.
Even if you give them nutritional counseling, apart from the support we give them here, they still have to buy food outside. But when they don't have the money, what are they going to do?
The consequences of malnutrition are severe unless urgently addressed. According to Dr. Akiola, malnutrition can significantly impair the cognitive development of a child and result in poor academic performance.
The child will not perform well as expected when he started school. There may also be some neurological or some other cognitive problem. A malnourished child may be short for their age, thin or bloated. They may also have weakened immune system. Nutritional disorders can affect any system in the body, sense of sight, taste and smell. It may result in anxiety, change in mood, and other psychiatric symptoms.
Therefore, in tackling the issue of malnutrition head-on, interventions like that of the Lagos Food Bank Initiative should be supported and replicated by other organizations. Sumbola advised.
I think more word needs to be put out there. Interventions like this should be replicated.
Speaking on the importance of consuming adequate nutrients to combat malnutrition, Oyedele emphasized.
This intervention normally should start when a woman is pregnant. Though it's not even when the woman is pregnant alone, but at least start when the woman is pregnant. Our everyday life, we should consume varieties of food.
Healthcare providers must collaborate with families to prevent and address malnutrition by educating parents and establishing regular checkups for children under 5. Dr. Akiola emphasized.
Healthcare providers will be able to work with parents and ensure that malnutrition is prevented in children by offering health education to the parents. And also, one of the things that they do is weight monitoring. They should be able to fix a regular checkup for the child, especially those that are under 5, to ensure that good monitoring are done for each visit to check the weight and the height of these children when they come for clinic visits and plot this in appropriate age and sex-related chart.
Additionally, parents should endeavor to feed their children essential nutrients that the body needs to prevent malnutrition. The government's role in addressing malnutrition cannot be overemphasized. The current economic realities in the country have made it difficult for families to afford nutritious meals. Therefore, it has become imperative for the government at all levels to live up to its responsibilities by providing jobs and startup capital for the citizens to cater to their survival needs. While the Lagos Food Bank Initiative continues to make strides, more funding is needed to expand its reach and sustain its life-saving programs. Just as Oyedele emphasized,
the more people donate for us, the more we buy this food and give to people.
The NUMI Plan program demonstrates the profound impacts that timely interventions can have in transforming the lives of vulnerable families with sustained support, it can continue to serve as a lifeline for thousands more. This Solution Journalism Report was produced by Blessing Agbeto for Women Radio 91.7 in partnership with Nigeria Health Watch through the Solutions Journalism Network.